everyone, and welcome to Rewatchable episode 110. We are starting The Legend of Korra, and this is our intro episode. I'm Karen, and today I am joined by nearly everybody. We've got Mikal, Mitch, Natalie, Caitlin, Brittany, and Ariana. Danya couldn't be here, but that's okay. Good enough. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. We like passed 100 since I've been on. That's not right.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I can't believe we're at 110. That just seems nuts to me.
That was actually really irritating watching us doing Avatar and getting closer and closer to 100 and knowing that we weren't going to hit it. Oh. And just being like, you guys didn't do any work on Stupid Freaks and Geeks, and then you just get to celebrate 100, and we've been here for 6 months slaving away with four
Some
elements, and what the hell?
Have been here since the start and have done a
How
lot of work.
How many of you guys were on Freaks and Geeks? I'm not going to lie, I didn't listen to it.
I was on it, and I didn't listen to it.
I was on it, and I listened to it twice because I edited it once, and another time I just wanted to hear what everyone thought.
I've been on every round of Rewatchable, and I've never listened to it, so.
Pretty tough listening to podcasts that I'm on. Like, I can't do it anymore. It's to the point where I
used to do it, but now I can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do listen to the ones I have to edit, obviously, but I can't do it.
All right, well, we're going to start off with our usual contact information. You can email us at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at re_watchable. You can post on any of our articles on hypable.com. And you can find our Tumblr at rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. Because we're doing Legend of Korra, and it's, I think, a little bit over 50 episodes, we're going to be recording this show for the next 6.5 months, so this is going to take us all the way to December. It's quite an undertaking whenever we do these big ones, but I think we're
That's
all
so
really...
so crazy. What are we doing next, Karen?
I don't know. What are we doing next?
This Avatar group would have spent a year together. Like, not all at once, but, like, a year in total, wow. More doing
the Avatar
covers.
Yeah, I know. We are ending that's at not the a perfect secret. Time for the holiday season, though, so we can all get Korra gifts if we want to.
I really hope I get Brittany again, because
we can have a Korra Christmas party.
You can use my post on all the cool Avatar and Korra merch from Sept Bender. Plug. it took me a really long time to make that, so plug.
That was intense.
Oh, Sept Bender.
I know, everyone that doesn't know what that is, it was very, very cool to, like, I was writing with Michal and Caitlin, the three of us were just kind of going crazy, writing, like, insane features for the return of Book 2, Season 2 of The Legend of Korra, and I don't even know what year that was now, but it was, like, two years ago, and we have a collection.
12, I think, 2012?
We have a post that you can see all the features that we wrote where it just was all collected. And if you're a newbie, don't read them at all. But if you're a super fan, and you'll really enjoy them right now. And maybe you can come back after you watch the show and just love us all the more.
Well, you can watch it after season one, because that was the only thing that was out at the time.
Well, yeah. Good point.
Awesome. And speaking of super fans, I just want to throw it out there for anybody who's joining us for the first time. Please go back and listen to our Avatar episodes, first of all, because they're really great and we had an awesome time together. But super fans are the people. Yeah. All the super fans are the people who have seen the show before and really love it. And our newbies are people who have not seen it before and hopefully have not been spoiled too much. And our super fans for this round are Mikal, Danya, Natalie, Mitch, and Caitlin, and the newbies are me, Brittany, and Ariana. So I'm going to throw it to the super fans first, and I guess, Mikal, you can go first. Just give us a rundown who you are, why you love Korra, and anything else that you would like to tell us.
Okay, I am Mikal. I'm the lead writer for Legend of Korra and Avatar on Hypable. I got into the show. I started watching it like right when it debuted because I was coming off of being an Avatar fan and was a little bit kind of skeptical because I think you don't really know what to expect with this kind of thing. But I fell in love with the show almost right away. And season one of Korra basically, it changed my life. It literally changed my life. That was how I got my job at Hypable. And I have, you know, I'm really sad that it's over. And, you know, but it'll be nice to go back with everybody and look at it again. It's actually, it's too bad we don't have someone who didn't watch Avatar, but is new to Korra.
Ooh, that would have been interesting. Can you watch Korra without having any clue as to what Avatar was about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There might be a few small things that have less emotional impact because you're like, oh, I didn't know that thing, but it is, you can, yeah.
Cool. Mitch, would you like to go next?
No.
Mitch would not like to go next.
He's spoiling everything. That's why he's on.
All right, we're just going to skip. Yep, we're just going to skip Mitch because he has nothing to add. Mitch, are you really not there?
Have you accidentally muted yourself?
Maybe he died, guys.
Mitchell.
Oh, my God.
Did Ariana's killer come and get you?
I sense like a little ninja warrior.
Oh, my God. I think he died.
Okay.
Mitch.
He's coming to save
Mitchell.
Moving on. We'll see if Mitchell's really dead in a bit.
I just talked about like a whole essay. That was great.
Seriously?
I was like, Mitch, have you accidentally muted yourself? I was like, Mitch, come on.
Well, the deal, I know, and this is strange that I would do that. I never mute my Skype call. I was like, oh, this is such a luxury because I'm usually the one recording. And I was like, I have 500 buttons to press now to get back to talk. Oh, my God. Wait. Yes, now you know who I am.
Oh.
Caitlin, I was taking your advice and just muting myself while I was spoiling everything, I think.
Good.
And that's fine.
That was
I got
a lot
all my
spoilers.
It was. No, it was funny because I was like, well, don't worry, newbies. I've already gotten my spoilers out before the recording. And it was almost like karma to like not let me talk because it knew. Karma knew that if I – yeah, okay. So anyways, yes, I'm Mitch, and I put all the podcasts in iTunes, so that's fun old time. And currently writing for iZombie. If anyone's a Veronica Mars fan, that's written by the same creator of that show. So Rewatchable, once again, has changed my life in like 500 ways. I love Korra because this show is very intense. It really makes me cry. Like if you thought I was saying Adelaide makes me cry a lot, I just feel so many feels in the show. I really do. And with me, call that. It's like revolutionized my life so much just to like come in and make these friends that I have now, even from Atla. And it's so cool to be back here to do Korra. And see, this is like picking your favorite child, of course. Do I like this better than Avatar? Let me think. I don't. I still like Avatar better. And one quip you're going to hear a lot from me when we're recording is that I don't care for a lot of the animation in Korra. I find it to be a lot more choppy, and it's I know the production behind it enough to think that it could have had something to do with a rush production schedule and not enough time to draw all the frames that they want to, and that makes a difference to me. But the stories are like on par with each other, so I mean, if you're a newbie, get real excited because like I said, you're gonna cry a lot. If you thought you cried in Atla, just you wait. Oh my God.
Natalie?
Yes. Hello, I'm Natalie. I was obviously also on Atla, as were we all, as a super fan. I am a Hypable writer. At the moment, I am a features writer, so I put up complete nonsense every week, like which Tom Hardy character are you quiz, or, you know, seven people we miss in season 5 of Game of Thrones, which people then in the comments completely misinterpret and think I don't know anything about the show. Anyway, so I'm a features writer. So I write original content articles about my fandoms at the moment. And I used to do a lot of Glee coverage, but now Glee's dead, so we don't have to talk about that anymore. I really love Korra because, I don't know, it's just... Mitch is right. It's intense. It's a little bit more, like, I hope it's not too much of a spoiler to say, like, it's a little bit more adult in that if you've even seen a picture of Korra, they're, like, an older group of kids. Like, they're the core characters are not 10 years old, basically. So I really liked that aspect. I liked that it felt like it was the same universe, really realistic progression of the world in that time. And I just loved that they just had so much going about this universe, basically. I don't know if I like it more or less than Avatar because I I almost don't see them as separate things. Like, they're both set within the same universe, so to me it just felt like another season of Avatar. If something's set in the same universe, like, it's always going to be part of the same bigger thing to me. So I don't know if I'd say it, I like it more or less. There's bits of it that I like more than bits of Atla, and there's bits of it that I like less than Atla. So I don't know. I hope that makes sense. The intense emotions that you'll be feeling, I don't know. As I said, it's a little bit more, I guess, adult in terms of the issues. And it's, I don't know, if you like sports, there's a rad sport. I'll give you that. that's all. Like, if you're like a fan of like Quidditch in the Harry Potter universe, there's a rad fictional sport that.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to compare it to. Actually, totally.
A weirdly large.
Is it
part
that one that the one that Aang plays when he goes back to the Air Temple?
No. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? No.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. No, it's not that.
I think that might happen, though.
Oh, it probably does. It's just a really cool, it's another example of a really cool progression of the universe and society going from a slightly more, I guess, like medieval, like villagey kind of pastoral society that we see in Avatar The Last Airbender to like nearly a, you know, 100 or so, between 50 and 100 years later and the progression of society. And I really love all of that. Like, I'm like, yes, that's so cool that they've made stuff like this. But yeah, in general, it's great. I love all of the throwbacks to the original show. I won't tell you, you know, what they are or, you know, who they are and all of that kind of thing. But every time that they throw back to the original in some way, I like die. I cried literally every time they did the intro when I watched the episodes, basically, when they were like, you know, on Avatar The Last Airbender, it was, you know, everything changed when the Fire Nation attacked. The version of that in Korra, I would literally start tearing up literally every episode for like the first two seasons until I got used to it. So be prepared. Yeah. Well, it's like, Mitch, it's just like when they're like, you know, he's dead.
The thing
and I'd just be like, oh. Yeah. Yeah. So.
No, you hit the head on the nail there. And you cued something else that I wanted to say that I think is important in mind, that we aren't going to be like. I'm just going to straight up say this is not a spoiler. So if anyone tries to tell me it is, that's just silly.
Mitch.
But I'm nail worried. In the head, stop with that. the thing is with this show is that it feels different because, I mean, I'll keep it vague. Natalie was right that it's not as nomadic, I suppose.
Yeah,
and it's much more like civilized in a different way. So that's why it feels like a different, like an alternate universe in a weird way, or just a very progressed universe from what we saw in Atla.
It's progression of time. It's the societies that we saw in Atla have progressed the way that societies do in periods of 50 to 100 years, in the technology, in the, you know, living conditions and all of that kind of stuff. So it's a more modern world for them, and that's really interesting to me.
Cool. Caitlin, what about you?
So I'm Caitlin. I have been on every round of Rewatchable ever and have scheduled
like
every round of Rewatchable ever.
Can we have a badge for this?
It'll just be our club.
Because it's intense.
It is. So I cover on Hypeable Supernatural, Arrow, Flash, and we'll be covering Supergirl in the fall.
Jesus,
there's a lot of superheroes.
A lot of recaps that you have to write.
Oh, and Legends of Tomorrow next spring.
And live tweets like the best ever.
Yes, Caitlin is like the best live tweeter. I don't even watch the shows that she covers, and I follow her live tweets. She has a gift for everything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, like, do you have a gift library of just like shows and emotions?
If you need
shows,
like reaction gifts, like, you know, certain like,
I have a good gift folder. It's true.
Mocking or like, you know, something.
Yes, I have quality gifts. So, Korra. I love Korra. I was very excited that we were going to get Korra, and it was very fun following it as it was coming up. Like everyone, like some of the other people have hinted at, it's a little bit more mature, but not in a way that doesn't feel like it belongs in the world. So it's really enjoyable to get kind of a different spin on this world that we all really love. So I really enjoy that. I can't say I love it more than Avatar because I have mixed feelings about certain seasons, and we'll get there later. But overall, it's wonderful, and I'm very excited for the newbies to experience all that is Korra, because it's amazing. So,
I think you're going to be really surprised.
I'm really interested to see how... I only watched it on the first run, so I'm curious to see how a rewatch will affect that, now knowing where it's going.
I can only imagine, like, Ariana's, like, visceral reaction to things that are going to happen in even book one. Like, you will not be able to handle it. I can't wait. Oh.
Yeah, it's intense. Yeah, oh, God. Anyway.
Like, how is this a Nickelodeon is my only question. I used to think
that there's some stuff that's like, wow, like, children nightmares, maybe. Maybe scared the kiddies, but we'll see.
I was scared, hell. Oh, my God. Yeah. I've had nightmares about first
season.
If
it was not animated, if this was a film that wasn't animated, if you know what I mean, if you were watching this with, like, real people and stuff like that, it would not be for children, if that makes sense. It would be like,
I'm worried,
you know. It would be like a film that was like, you know, teen and up, maybe, that was like that kind of amount of intensity slash violence slash
even just like the psyche that you have watching the show. Just, it's so intense and it's so driven that you feel like anxious watching the show sometimes, because you're like, I really do not know what's going to happen to these characters. And it is one of those situations where you're going to feel like, okay, really no one's safe, because this isn't like, it's just different. You have to just go with it. But it's not going to be like Atla. You just have to really feel like you're like, I mean, it's not quite like what Brittany's experienced in Hannibal, but it's intense. It's a lot.
But don't oversell it, Mitch. Right. Like, newbies
don't think so,
like,
Caitlin? Because I'm thinking
it's Game of Thrones or something.
It's not Game of Thrones, guys.
It is not Game of Thrones. I can tell you that.
Yeah, Mikhail, you've had some fun. I liked your features in those most recently. Yikes.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. When you said no one's safe, that I thought, well, obviously Korra's safe, but then I just thought, oh, wouldn't it be like so cool if like halfway through they killed Korra and then they have to find like the baby avatar, and that's like their mission, like to find the baby avatar. That would be a cool show. I would watch that.
Natalie, do you know how Danya feels about the show? Can you give any insight, since she wasn't able to make our recording tonight? You can just pretend to be her.
Oh, I have no idea. So I'm assuming that she likes it because she agreed to be on the podcast this season. So, you know, I think if anyone like watched Avatar and then Korra was a real letdown for them, they probably wouldn't have come back to rewatchable. But yeah, I'm imagining that she has a lot to say about like the visuals of it and the throwbacks to the original and the characters. I think she probably likes the characters a lot. So yeah, was that good?
That was awesome. I was really hoping you would do it in her accent, but
I can't do that accent, no.
I wish I could. Her Mary Poppins accent, yeah.
Okay, for our newbies, Brittany, why don't you go first?
Yay! So, unfortunately, I'm back because Boomy's dead. That's the only reason why I didn't want to come back.
You don't know that he's dead.
Oh, he's dead. I mean, there's a new Boomy. There's a new Boomy.
Maybe he lives forever.
Well, that's what I tweeted before coming on here. I was like, maybe he ate, like, enough crystals to, like, Benjamin Button himself back into the show, and he's actually, like, that new Boomy that I'm going to meet. Anyway, I'm Brittany. I'll be the one you're talking to on Tumblr and sometimes on Twitter, most of the time on Twitter, unless I get lazy and then Ariana steps in and takes over for me. So on Hypeable, I do a lot. I'm on two other podcasts, and then I cover American Horror Story, The Leftovers, Girls, Looking, Once Upon a Time, Elementary, Grey's Anatomy, and most recently, Hannibal, which, as I was saying on Book Hype this morning, I woke up in a, like, fevered panic at 4 o'clock this morning because I had a nightmare that I was helping Hannibal commit a murder, and then I screwed up, and he came after me. So, it's turning into a literal nightmare, but I finished.
I'm so sorry.
So,
good. I'm so happy for you that you finished. I'm
ready for the premiere this week.
I'm so sorry that it gave you nightmares. I've never had a nightmare from it. It did take...
I think it was because I watched it for 5 hours yesterday and I fell asleep watching it, which was not a good combination.
I've just fallen into a pit of finding it hilarious. Like, I literally find the shit funny now because I don't know why. I just, I just came in one end and went out the other, basically, and now I just think it's funny.
Natalie, how you like interpret the show intrigues me even more to want to watch it, because I feel like you and I would find the same mindset to be like, this is just so, I can't remember if you can swear on this.
Many things to make fun of, like Will Graham, like how he steals dogs and like just so
steal dogs. He saves dogs.
When he finds Winston, that dog is wearing like a leash. Like, he's wearing, like he literally just picked up a dog. He didn't try and find its home. He just took it. Like, he just took the dog, Brittany. But I would be probably covering Hannibal if I lived on the correct time zone. And because I don't, Brittany stuck with it. So have fun with that.
Yeah, well, I may have the opportunity to talk to Brian Fuller this upcoming week. And I'm just going to ask him one question, which is why? After pushing daisies, just why? What sick place could you possibly go to?
It's beautiful. It's such a beautiful show, though.
Anyway, so wait,
Brian Fuller, right, said was pushing daisies?
Yes, he wrote pushing daisies.
Did Brian Fuller create Avatar?
No.
Okay.
No, this is not.
He did that other lesser show that I came on Rewatchable starting to cover, which is Pushing Daisies.
I still haven't watched the Pushing Daisies finale. I refuse to.
Oh, my God. Poor Christian.
Weird. So Cora, though.
Yeah, but back to Cora. I am really pumped about Cora. This came through a lot when we were doing Freaks and Geeks that I love Freaks and Geeks. I really do. But I feel like every episode I had to stop myself from being like, but Cora's coming, guys. So,
Yay, you like us better.
Anyway, I'm really excited to start Cora and talk to all the people on Twitter about it.
Was Freaks and Geeks kind of like the clean palate cleanser that you wanted between, like, the emotions of, like, Azula and the Atla finale up until, like, now?
Yeah, I think that it helped. I don't think that I could have dove right into Cora. I liked having the build-up for it and getting excited about it. So I'm glad that we had another show. And Freaks and Geeks was good. It was a good, like, I really liked rewatching it and re-diving, like, back into it. Like,
I have a question for you guys. How many of you actually read the comics that are set between Avatar and Korra?
You just read my mind, Natalie. I was about to ask
that. I read two of them, but they were like the ones that don't like really fill in anything.
Lost Adventures.
Like, yeah. Because then I kind of like ran out of time.
This week, before we start recapping, you need to go get The Promise and The Search at least. And then I think, Michal, what's the next one after that?
The Rift?
That would be The Rift.
The Rift, yeah. I haven't got all of The Rift yet. I need to get the third book of that, which, if it is out yet, they didn't have it last time I looked. But seriously, even if you can find them online, because you want stuff about Azula, you want stuff about how the setting of basically where we're going to set Cora, where that's going to be set, the birth of all of that, like the birth of basically the changes in the society. If you want more about your Bibi Azula, go get the comics before you start the recaps for Avatar, for Cora. I swear to God, do it.
They're not, by any stretch of the imagination, necessary.
No.
I mean, they came out while Cora was on, so, you know.
Yeah.
They aren't needed in that way, but they do kind of lend some cool context to everything, and they're actually, like, really good stories, and I'm not a comics person, so.
If you want to know what happened to Zuko's mother, read the comics.
Yeah,
I was going to say that, yeah, Michal, because you said that they're not necessary, and I'd have to agree, by Korra standards, nothing in Atla is necessary. In Atla standards, it is necessary.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because if you don't find out what happens to Zuko's mother, then you're just not a true Atla fan, because it's just,
Rich, don't make dramatic calls like that.
Maybe you should have muted that.
It's either spoilers or dramatic calls. I mean, you pick which one you want.
Don't alienate people. They are very, very good.
Understand Cora if you don't read the comics. That's what I'm saying.
You will. You're not going to miss things in Cora. But if you're the kind of intense fans who are doing over a year's worth of podcasting about these shows, then I assume that you're going to want to know every scrap of canon possible, especially what happened to Zuko's mother. So you will, it's not a red herring. You will find out in the comics. So,
and you will guess. You will not guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's me, Brittany.
Sorry, Brittany, we just took over your...
Jeez, guys. All right.
Brittany, awesome. I'm going to be asking you every week on Rewatchable how you felt about Hannibal, just so you know. So, I mean, I should probably not do that, but it's going to happen. So, yeah.
All right. Ariana, are you still alive?
Barely.
Okay.
Are you sure? Is the murderer still there?
No, he left. Probably to other murderous friends. So, a brief reminder of who I am. My name is Ariana. I write features articles for Hypable. I am not on any other podcasts because people can't deal with me. how have I been living without Avatar the last few months? I've been watching Freaks and Geeks. What is making you look forward to Korra? Well, I'm excited about Korra because unlike Avatar, I did know quite a bit about it just from like childhood, you know, and the occasional episode that was on sometimes in the background. But with Korra, well, except for like the ending, I like literally know nothing. Like, I don't even know people's names. So if I can just get the ending out of my brain, I know nothing. So that's great. I'm excited.
Cool.
Can we clarify that you're not Grey Delisle, the voice actress for Azula, and on this episode as well? Because someone went I'm pretty sure someone went through like 5 episodes of Atla thinking that you were.
I am not. I hope that Azula is like really old and cranky, but still like badass. I want to see that. And what else do I want to see right now before like all my dreams get dashed? I want to see like old Zuko and Katara together and happy now that Aang is dead.
Oh, I am right there with you. That's all I want from this series.
Oh, God. I thought we could get away from this discussion now that you hit Korra.
Never. Now that he's out of the picture, that's going to be like every episode. So is this the episode when they...
How do you know everyone else isn't out of the picture, too? How do you know Katara and Zuko aren't out of the picture?
Because yeah, they're not. They have...
all of them.
That wouldn't make sense to kill an unrequited love before. It's like the gun that you pull out in the first.
Well, something here doesn't make sense. That's true.
She's so serious. I can't take it.
I almost just can't wait for the pilot. I can't wait to listen to it if I'm not on it, because it's going to be mind-blowing. Yeah.
If Katara has any kids, I'm saying it right now. One of them is the love child that she has.
Man, I hope so.
Oh, God. No. Oh, you're killing me.
I can't live. I can't quit. Karen, right. I'm not doing this series. I'm done. I'm out.
We're reining this back in right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go last. My name's Karen. And I do a lot of stuff on Hypable, mostly editing on a bunch of podcasts. I cover Teen Wolf, Rick Riordan, you know, whatever. Not important. We're here for Rewatchable. And how have I been living without Avatar the last few months? I've kind of like not really thought about it that much because I've been so busy doing a bunch of other things. And because we did do Freaks and Geeks in between, which is such a vastly different show from this one, that I think it was a really good palate cleanser. So I'm happy that we did that too. And I think we're going to try to keep up that tradition of, if we have, you know, related shows or a really long show, we're going to split it up and put something in between to kind of give everybody a break if they want to switch off for a little while. And I'm basically where I think the other newbies are, is that I know the ending pretty much of the show, but I don't know a lot of what's going on in the middle or anything at all, really, despite the fact that I've edited several of Mikal's Korra recaps. And so I've read a bunch of stuff and I don't remember any of it. So that's lucky.
Well, this is also our first show that has been on while, like, I mean, the show's recently been off the air for less than a year. Yeah, like everything else has been dead way before.
It was on while we were doing Avatar, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
I think there were a few episodes of Natalie and I going like, Korra! Right.
You see it this week, yeah!
Yeah.
Like, one of them matched up so perfectly to where we were on Rewatchable talking about something that just, like, mirrored itself on Korra that exact week. I can't wait till we get to that part, too.
I don't remember what that was. I remember doing it.
I can't say it, but yeah.
There was discussion about whether we'd even do Korra because it was so new, but, you know, people kept kind of asking, like, are we going to do it? Are we going to do it? Like, both us and the, like, listeners were like, so you're going to follow it up with that and la-di-da-di-da? But, yeah, and I wasn't sure whether we would because it was, like, such a currently airing show. It's not really what we do on Rewatchable in general, but it does tie in and now it's all finished. So here we are.
Yeah. And what's making me look forward to Korra? Korra, actually. I'm just really excited to get to know her and hopefully really like her as a character. So, yeah. That was kind of a letdown at the end. Oh, I should add that
I'm, like, really excited to be back with everyone because
yes.
I'm pumped.
It's cool.
Yep. I liked our
Even me?
Well, listen.
Not
I'm
you.
Still not over the fact that you didn't know who William Shatner was on our last episode.
Brittany, one time on Glee Chat, he thought Paul McCartney was the dead Beatle.
Oh,
sorry,
I'll never live that down.
There's a conspiracy.
You know what?
So. Well, okay, that's true. There's conspiracies that he's dead. But
maybe Mitch I just know more than everyone else, and you just don't know
that
I don't.
Yeah, that's
I don't know that I know. Yes.
I'm extremely happy Mitch is here because he is the only other person on Hypeable who gets picked on more than me. So I
feel on you, Karen.
Huh?
Who picks on you?
Everybody. Have you not noticed this yet? Yes.
No?
You are kind to me.
Because, yeah, well...
Natalie, you pick on her all the time for her horrible taste in movies.
That's true. Mortal Kombat okay. Forever! Okay.
No, you need to stop with that. Sorry. That was Lyndon's career failure.
No, it wasn't. Look, I'm not having this conversation with you again. All right. Okay. Contact info again. Rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter @re_watchable. You can hit us up on this post on hypeable.com, or you can go to rewatchablepodcast.tumblr.com. Brittany, you have an announcement to make.
Ooh. We have 107 followers, and it's really exciting because I get all the emails, and I'm like, woohoo, I'm popular, but I'm not really that popular. They really like plummeted during Freaks and Geeks because we started during Avatar and it was like, yay, Avatar. And then it was like Freaks and Geeks, we kind of plateaued. And then now it's like, yay, Korra.
Do you guys know how popular this show, like I was not aware how popular this show was until it ended. And I, you know, every week we get our stats for Hypeable, sorry, behind the scenes, you know, content here. But, and suddenly they were going, and I was like, what did I do? What happened? Like, did everybody stop liking reading my articles? And then it was like, you're not writing about Korra anymore. So
no, it was huge. It was really, I think part of it is like the buildup of like Atla fans, basically, you know, whether they were kids when it aired or kind of teenagers or people who discovered it in the break. There was such a huge anticipation of the show starting, like so massive. I went to, actually, I should have said this in my bit, but I was at the Comic-Con panel for Legend of Korra in 2011. So like just before it was going to start, like it had not yet started. And it was kind of the, just after it had been announced that there was actually going to be another series. And it wasn't in a big Comic-Con room. It was in like 34B or something. It wasn't in like Hall H, obviously. It wasn't in like one of the ballrooms. It was in a small room. And I had to queue for like 5 hours to get into it. It was really just the vibe and just the excitement and the cosplayers. Like there was so much of anticipation of the show coming back, of like the Avatar world coming back. So yeah, I think that people got really intense about Atla and it was just this massive, like, you know, people wanted more for so long and then they finally got it. So I think it was a big deal for everyone.
Oh boy. Speaking of Q's Comic-Con, McCall. Oh my, I slept on the street for Korra season 2 panel.
Oh god.
Yes, he did. He did.
I nearly died. There were like cockroaches and mice.
You nearly died.
No, I nearly died.
I slept in the Hall H. It's not that
bad. And freaking Teen Wolf was having like this party at the, whatever that stadium is right there, like all night. And I couldn't sleep. Oh, it was horrible. But it was worth it. Because then Nicole and I had like the best Korra experience ever. Because we were like live blogging it. And like we watched like the first episode there. Ugh, I wish that this show just like kept up its momentum on TV for all of its seasons. Because then it started going online. It felt different. It didn't feel as epic as like waiting for the big season reveal when it just started happening. Like we started having season three, season four, you know, within a week's notice, and it was like, whoa. Cause Natalie's right. Like the intensity in this fandom is something I've never seen.
The anticipation was like, they wanted more so much. Like, and it was going on. I guess it was about 5 years between the two of them. And just from the end of Atla onwards, just people just wanted more. And, you know, whether it was people who were kids that then, you know, became more like teenagers involved in fandom or adults involved in fandom, like as time went on, just people just wanted it so much. And yeah.
And honestly, I think it's similar to, you know, what we're seeing now with Star Wars, which is
X-Files as well.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of, you know, you're a little skeptical maybe of it coming back, and then you see kind of the first footage from it, and all of the love just rushes back, and it's like, oh, this is why I love this thing, and then you are devoted, you know?
Yeah.
You're home.
And we could even probably call that Fantastic Beasts once we see a first trailer for that.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't even know how that's going to be. That's going to be weird.
Well, that's going to be weird because that's a completely different, you know.
It's like,
I'm excited, but I don't anticipate Harry Potter level feelings, but.
Who knows?
Whatever, J.K. Rowling's my best friend, so.
I didn't anticipate Atla feelings in Korra at all, and then they hit me harder here at times. So.
Well, they kind of killed them. They kind of make those. They're kind of, you know, like the first few, like, seconds of Korra.
Kind of
makes you go, like, I'm crying.
Yeah. Yeah, enjoy, guys.
Thanks.
Have fun. Thanks so everyone much. You love is dead, FYI.
Awesome. All right, we also, if you give us 5 stars on iTunes, I thought I was going to get out of this, and then somebody snuck this in here. I'm so disappointed, because it's super weird when I have to read it about myself. But if you give us 5 stars, then I will give you a Fire Nation love child. I don't know how that's going to happen.
Question. But... Is this the Baby Hope?
No.
What nation was Baby Hope? Baby Hope wasn't a love child.
No, Karen had a different baby than Baby Hope in Canada. Because Karen is letting you see the birth of her first child, right? To install you with Hope.
Same one? Same baby?
So maybe Karen's firstborn will be this Fire Nation love child. So not only will you be able to witness the birth, but she'll also give you this child.
So we're working back. I'm glad I have no say over this.
I was going to suggest that we, like, didn't do this to Karen and that we could rotate and it would still be funny, but it's not going to be as funny. So, sorry, Karen.
It used to be her.
I volunteer. Like, we you can all do have whatever sleeping. You want me.
It's not going to be as
well,
funny.
Well, volunteer's tribute.
Here's the thing. If we can make them slightly less ridiculous from here on out, I will actually try to fulfill these incentives. I cannot give you my firstborn child, but, you know, I can do some funny things because I feel guilty. People have actually tweeted me and been like, hey, I left this review. You owe me, like, you know, dancing with dragons in a mustache or something. And I'm like, I have no idea how to do that.
If anyone's listening, Karen, do not feel guilty. Serious? Do not feel guilty. Not about this.
No, seriously, if anyone listens and think that these are, like, legit things they can claim, like, in real talk, like, the real world, that's not a thing, guys.
Like, interacting with our listeners.
You can make someone, YouTube videos.
I think there's someone in an iTunes review, actually, that's, like, still demanding their Fire Nation daggers. They want the, because I think Azula gets them from, like, Iroh or something, and, like...
Yeah.
Didn't Zuko get, like, some kind of lame present? And then we're like, wow, because we're made out.
Anyway, guys, Korra takes place about 70 years after Avatar ends. So the Statute of Limitations has expired. We are starting over fresh. We will torment Karen with a whole new set of
requirements. In a new
way. Exactly.
That's
a new dawn.
All right, listener feedback. We're just going to go down the list. So, Michal, would you like to start with the first one?
Yeah, we have Avatar Central. Great. I love those guys. Saying, can't wait to start hearing newbie reactions and thoughts about Legend of Korra. Smiley face.
Woo. Mitch, you're next.
So, Zach H. Official. I'm so glad I have Yes, this is good.
I didn't even read this. I'm not even kidding you. I was just going down the list.
So perfect. Good job.
No, I was actually like, I was going to ask for this one. Okay. So Zach H. Official wrote, I can't wait. I hope the newbies remain unspoiled the entire time. Ellipses. Mitch, that teeth face that emoji. Love you guys.
Yeah, Mitch.
Just mute your mic, Mitch.
Yes.
Mute your mic, Mitch is the new no comment.
This was in response to the newbies having to wait, aka Brittany complaining on Twitter, probably. And GleekForever22 says, oh, I feel for you newbies. Don't worry, though. It will be worth it. I hope that it is worth it for you guys. But, yeah, sucks to be you.
Caitlin?
New Q.
So, at Hallows Witch says, finished watching Legend of Korra just in time for a rewatchable to start covering it. Beyond excited, as you should be.
Brittany?
The next few are from Karen's wonderful introduction post on Hypeable. And Toonie Chopper said, I shall immediately return to Twitter stalking the newbies to find out their early thoughts after they watch the episodes.
Yay! Ariana?
This is from Caroline J, and she says, oh my god, yay! I'm almost done listening to the Atla rewatchables, the whole time wishing I were listening while they were live, and now I can do that with Korra. Flameo Hotman.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! I literally thought that Mitch made that up, because
I thought he made it up, too.
What a bit of gang as well.
Flameo, that's so lame, Mitch.
Really?
I also thought you made up gang, and were spelling it the whole time, so...
And, like, no one cued you in that gang was, like, the name and
but
fandom.
I know. And I was like, wait, this is so
And
weird.
Like for a while you were like fixing the doc.
Week. Yeah.
Like you take out the second A, you'd be like, no, that's not.
Oh my god. And that was like, it was like 15 episodes in where I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
And just in case anyone was wondering, we are now the crew with a K.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ah, good.
Yes.
Okay.
We're the crew.
It's a pretty amorphous.
Because Aang is dead.
Exactly.
Yes, Aang is so dead. Spoiler alert, guys. There's a new avatar, which means Aang is dead.
Dead Aang is dead.
So dead.
This next one is from Katie, who says, yay, can't wait. I've recently rewatched the series, and it wasn't as stressful as the first watch, but I still had all the feels. Feels upon feels. Feels for days. Honestly, I feel sorry for the newbies. The series definitely has higher stakes than Atla, but Atla will always and forever be my fave.
And... See, I'm very curious, though. Sorry to interrupt. I'm just curious to see if you guys will feel like that, because obviously, you know, a lot of, I think, the fandom problems with Korra came from people, like, enshrining Avatar in this, like, golden box of perfection, you know, which, you know, and it's a freaking awesome show, but it doesn't always live up to that. But you guys, you know, you love Avatar, but you haven't loved it for, like, 5-10 years. So it'll be interesting to see how you guys respond to Korra.
And I always find it weird, too, when people are like, oh my god, this show is the best, and then you watch it, and you're so highly anticipating it that it's like, what if I don't feel that way? But, you know, that's what the podcast is for discussion. So, do you want to take this last one? We'll start back off at the top again.
Sure. Sophia Malik said, so excited to be a super fan again. The only other time I've been a super fan was with Atla. And the only other time I've been on Rewatchables with Atla. So, yay!
Awesome. Okay, before we sign off, Mitch, you wanted to just update some people about our iTunes feed.
Yes, and so everyone's not so bored while they're on this episode with me. They can scroll down just a little bit because there's a little sneak surprise for you there. So what happened was that the entirety... Oh, you saw it, didn't you? Okay, I'll tell anyone who's listening. It's the picture that I had of the cosplayers of Zuko and Aang, and Zuko's super ripped, and they're like kind of enclosed in within each other. Yeah,
they were having a thing on the side too. Zuko had something. He was all over that marriage, like on both sides.
I definitely felt chemistry with. Maybe they had like an agreement, like a polyamorous agreement, because I definitely liked his chemistry with Aang. So
Aang was probably like, you know what? I really need to have babies because I need like to promote like the airbender continuing.
Yeah, need to get
so,
more airbender.
I think the three of us can figure something out here.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Okay,
you got
I'll go with
pat.
That. I'll go with that.
It's like Arthur, Guinevere, and Lancelot in Myth of Avalon.
Oh god.
Is that a thing?
See what comes out.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I mean, so
yeah,
they, I haven't read it / seen it, but is that like? But I kind of wanted to. So it's not like an affair. It's like an agreed thing.
Yeah, Arthur basically goes like, look, this kid thing is not working out, and I know you have a thing for Lancelot, and I kind of have a thing for Lancelot, so let's just together. And then it doesn't work, what? And here, like, becomes more of a religious fanatic. And it's a really weird book, and Marion Zimmer Bradley was a horrible person, but it stuck with me.
Fair enough. I feel that. Okay, cool. Sorry, carry on, Mitch. Tell the important news about the podcast.
So you may have noticed that it was kind of hard to get episodes of Rewatchable for a bit to download automatically on your little podcast app if you're an Apple user, and I'm sure it messed up many other an RSS feed reader. The thing that happened was, and Brittany was familiar with this situation, the entirety of the iTunes feed deleted itself on its own. I now have backups of all podcasts. This never happens again. So I spent, I think, what was it, Brittany, like 18 hours just like sitting through, typing
Mitch,
out.
It was like getting my messages. Oh my god! Like, what are you doing? What is wrong? And he's like, I'm working on it, I swear.
So I sat through and I mean, woe is me, right? But I learned my lesson. I have backups. What happened now is that
That's
there were
so
little
great
hiccups.
Of you, Mitch. I think you appreciated in this moment.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. Good job, Mitch. And
you thought Katara was great when she, like, saved the whales all the time, but no, come on, look at me. So,
the
thing
the
was
podcast.
That was around episode 103. And after that, there were still some issues. The episodes would show up in the iTunes store, but they wouldn't download automatically. That has now been fixed because there were little tiny hiccups here and there. But every episode of Rewatchable is back on iTunes. Applause for me. Yay. And
yay.
Anderson.
Yay.
But I did the hard work. That was not easy. But I did it because I love my Rewatchable.
Mitch is a superhero, so he gets a pass from me for like... Well, it already passed because I gave it to him already, so fun.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about before we recorded.
Yeah.
Well, so. Thank you so much for everything you did, because, yeah, I know that that's not easy. And this way everybody keeps getting rewatchable, so always good.
And
thing.
Thank you to the listeners for letting us know if there's a problem, because I'll get Mitch on it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
No, pretty well. No, and if there's anything else going wrong, just like email me, Mitch@hypable.com, or you can tweet me at that Hypable Podcasts Twitter account that I'm running now, so I can be alerted real quick and get to it as quick as I can, because I didn't know that people were still like not getting rewatchable for like 10 more episodes, and I was like, oh my god, that's horrible. But at least we ironed it out for the more important show, am I right?
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah.
And if anyone wants to quickly binge listen to our, like, however many, like, 50-something episodes of Atla, like, you can just, like, listen for 2 days straight and then be caught up before we do our first Korra recap or something.
That would be so exciting, actually. If somebody does that, please let us know.
Yeah, if they do a marathon, a rewatchable marathon, no, you don't need to do that.
All right, well, that wraps up this introductory episode of our Legend of Korra rewatch, and we're all very excited for the show and very excited for you guys to listen to us and enjoy the show with us. So until next time, I'm Karen.
I'm Brittany.
I'm Mitch.
I'm Natalie.
I'm the Walder.
Yes.
I never know when it's coming, and it's always good.
I'm Ariana.
And I'm Mikal.
Bye, everyone.
Lenio.
Zutara forever.
Zutara 5 ever.
Forever.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Caitlin, that just came out of nowhere.
You're welcome.
Does that sound good to everybody?
As long as I can spoil everything for everyone up front.
Yeah. Guys, I have a really big spoiler for you. Aang is dead.
I know. I wrote that in the doc, actually.
Natalie, do we address this on air, the thing?
Mitch, stop!
No! No, Mitch, no.
Because, no, it's legit. It's legit. It's legit. Don't even a newbie say anything. This is just between me and Ellie right now.
No, there's it's not. We're all listening.
There's a thing. And I need to know if there's a single newbie that doesn't know about the thing so that we can have them speculate still.
Do you mean, Mitch, like, there's the relationship?
Don't say anything. Don't say anything if you know it. Don't ruin it.
I think we all know it.
No, we are already discussed this. We all know.
We're just not going to say anything.